topic is Prisbol. I guess for two reasons. One is because it's Shemitah is almost upon us. So this is the third shiur. We gave one shiur on the calculation of the Shemitah year, what year really is the Shemitah year. We spoke about, according to Rashi, this year actually is Shemitah year, not next year. So that's... The Pesach is not like Rashi. That's why they're keeping Shemitah next year in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam would go like that also. We gave a shiur about the Het Mechira, the different opinions about the Het Mechira. So now we're going to have the third shiur about the topic of Shemitah, which is about the Sugya Prisbol. The second reason why Prisbol has in it a lot of discussion of the power of Bezdin to institute something, which is through Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So this is one of the main places where the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker comes up, is in the Sugya Prisbol. That's something which I've been fascinated about, you know, so that's one of the reasons why, the second reason why we chose the topic of Prisbol. I guess the third reason is possibly, it's imminently upon us, because according to the opinion of the Rosh, Shemitah, the person has to make a Prisbol before the Shemitah year starts. We don't pass on like that. We pass on that the main time that you do it is at the end of the year, which would be Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shanai, and Chav Tes Elul Tav Shanai and Hey, Erev Rosh Hashanah Tav Shanai and Vav. But according to the Rosh, you do it Chav Tes Elul Tav Shanai and Dalet. So there are some people which are machmer on that, so it's good to understand what it's about. So the packet has the basic points, and also there's the back. There is a few Prisbol documents which you can take the whole packet with you if you want. You can definitely take the Prisbol document with you, and you can use it. So let's start with page number one. So we have the psukim in the Torah, which introduces this idea that Shemitah comes along, and Shemitah annuls a debt. So miketz sheva shanim taseh shmitah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of shmitah. It says miketz sheva shanim. So therefore, most Rishonim understand that this is going to be at the end of the shmitah year. Miketz sheva shanim at the end of the seventh year. Miketz, the ketz is always at the end. We said the bar shmitah. Shemot kol ba'al mashe yodoy asher yasheh b'rehu. Every person who has a claim against somebody else has to be shemot. He has to let go of it. Well, yigos esrehu, he may not approach the other person. So there's a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lois asay. There's a mitzvah asay of shomoit to release the debt, and he has a lois asay. He may not collect. He may not approach a person and ask for the debt. So there's two averas involved over here. There's a third avera which I didn't bring that pasuk, which says later on in pasuk tes. That he shemul lachav penya the rabbi im lavav chob liyale mor karba shnas hashem shnas hashmita right chob achicha niyacha, right? So that the person says, wow, it's almost shmita year, I don't want to make a loan because I'm going to lose the money. So that's an aver also. So that's the third aver which is relevant over here. But the mitzvah over here is to release the debt, and then there's a prohibition to refuse to give a debt because you're worried about being released. And that's really what Hillel came along and said, wow, that's going to be a problem. Okay, so that's the psukim. The Mishnah talks about the following. So what we want from Mishnah Beis is that something which is due in Bezdin, Shemitah is not Meshamet. So we'll see what that means exactly. So if you look at the number two, you look at the end of Mishnah Beis, the last line, Amava Alamashkin. Person lends money and he receives a collateral. How much is shtoris of the bezdin? Or a person gives over, physically give, takes his shtoris and hands them to the bezdin that the bezdin should collect them. In on meshamta, there's no din of shmita on those on such loans. The issur is to approach somebody. So I'm approaching somebody. I don't have to approach them. I have the mashkin already. There's no din shmita because I don't have to approach a person. I already have the mashkin. All right, number one, Moshe's choice of the bezdin is not meshamet because it says in the pasuk that lo yigas esreiv esochiv. So that's talking about two equal individuals. I can't approach somebody else. Whereas if the bezdin, which is a different type of status, would want to come to collect, there's no problem with that. The bezdin is allowed. There's no din shmita on that. And that's become very relevant understanding how Prisbol works. Tzvi, I don't know. Prizbal and a Mashami. So if a person makes a Prizbal, so there's no din Shemitah. This is one of the institutions of Hillel HaZaken. Hillel saw that people were refusing to lend, and they were transgressing the mitzvah of the Torah of, that people were not lending, and they were over the prohibition of the Torah to refuse to lend due to the Shemitah. Hiskin Hillel Prizbal. Okay, so he instituted Prizbal. Zeguva shall Prizbal. Moshe ani lochem ish plani uplani hadayonim shem mokem plani. So a person stands in front of the Bezdin and he says, I'm giving over to you, plural, so and so dayonim, which would be three dayonim. So with the phrase plani uplani is means etc. And this place, shekolchem sheyeshli, that any debt that I have, I'm giving it over to you. So really, it now belongs to you. So I gave. I'm equivalently. This is the equivalent of giving over my shtar to Bezdin. The case, which was in the Mishnah before, Mishnah Beis, was you physically gave the shtar to Bezdin. In this situation, we're not going to do that. We're going to just verbalize that I'm giving over the chayv to Bezdin. Bezdin now owns the chayv, and then they're going to allow me to act as their agent to collect it. So I'm acting as an agent of Bezdin, so that's why I'm allowed to collect, because Bezdin is allowed to collect. Sheikh Beno calls Mancher, it's about the Yonim Chesil Lamata Oedim. That is signed down below. So that's how Prizbal works. So Prizbal works, approximating a din of Moshe Shtreis of the Bezdin. So it's based on Moshe Shtreis of the Bezdin, that's how it works. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara starts off page number 2. It's blocked off towards the bottom. So Hillel Hiskin Prizbal. Tanan Hossam. Prizbal and Mashama Zech min Adwarm Shehiskin Hillel Hazakin. The quote we just had from the Mishnah. Hillel instituted this because Ross Om Shinimel Mil Hava Zezeh. So people were not lending money. Vavra Masha Kosta Batari Shamal Kopanya Dorab in the Vokal Bliyal. Omen Hiskin Prizbal. That's Prizbal. And then the quote was that Kugubash of Prizbal, Mashana Lakam Funny, the Elam Shemokan Pony, Shakum Shiashi, it's a Pony, Shagmeno, because Mancherza, then Chesel Matoin. So that's the quote of the Mtumashnayas in Mesetha Shemit. Okay, now the Mor says, how does it work? How does this work? When we can meet the Midaraisa Mashapta Shemit, there's something which Midaraisa, the Torah says that the loan is annulled. And he'll come along and says, no, it's not annulled. Excuse me? How do you do that? How can you do such a thing? So the Gemara is going to present one approach over here on Lama Vavam and Aleph. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is going to present a second approach on Lama Vavam and Beis. Tosfos disagrees. Because it's... the way it's presented, it does not seem to be going back to this question. But Rashi learns this is the first answer. Amar Abaya, b'shvius b'sman hazeh b'rebihi. You're right. The only way we can understand that Hillel has the power to take away the annulment of the Torah is we're talking about Shemitah, which is a Derabbanan. So it's a Derabbanan to Shemitah. So then, Hillel has the power to say, the whole thing is Rabbanan, so I can be Mesakin, that doesn't apply. Be'edachanami, if Shemitza would be Deraisa, I have no power to take away the mitzvah of the Torah. I have no power to allow you to collect your debts. Who said Shemitza is Mesman Azez is Rabbanan? Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe says, it was Edra Shemitza, Shomoit. So we saw that was the Pasuk Beis. Zeh Adamar Shemitah Shomoit. It says the word Shemitah twice next to each other. B'shtei Shemitah Zakasim Adab. So it mentions Shemitah twice in the Pasuk, referring to two different types of Shemitah. One of them is Achas Shemitah's Karka. Achas Shemitah's Ksofim. One is referring to the fact that you leave the land fallow. And the one is referring to the fact that you annul your debts. So the Torah equates the two in one Pasuk. To tell me, Bizman Shatu Mashamit Karka, Atu Mashamit Ksofim. Bizman Shiatu Mashamit Karka, Iatu Mashamit Ksofim. The two are bound together. Okay, so what makes it the Rabbana? So Rashi comes along and says, and therefore what? So Rashi addresses two points. Why would I think not like Rebbe? Why would I think the two are not bound together? Shemitah, Shemitah. So Rashi says no, because the moment of the we have a general rule that what has to do with karka is limited to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes etc. Something don't do with karka, that's on the person itself. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, so why should it be affected by the Shemitah of the karka? Why should one be bound to the, they're two different things. One, the Torah equates the two to tell me that they go together. So Rashi points out over here that Abaya holds that Shemitah of the karka nowadays is also under Rabbanan. Why is that? He quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the only time there's a din Shemitah is when there's a din Yovel also. And Yovel is predicated on the majority of Klal Yisrael being present in Eretz Yisrael. And since that wasn't true in Bayis Sheni, you do not, we lost the majority of Klal Yisrael, different of the Shvatim. So we only had basically from two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin and Levi, were the ones who came back from Bayis Sheni. So in the second basically there was no Yovel. Once there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Deraisa. That's what Yerushalmi says. Okay, so there's no Shemitah Deraisa on the karka. And Shemitah's Ksofim goes together with the karka. So there's no Shemitah Deraisa on the karka. There's no Shemitah Deraisa on the Ksofim either. So the whole thing is Rabbana. And so it comes out, Shemitah Deraisa, the loan is owed. In Rashi, he owes the law. So he came along the Chachamim and said, he skinned the next page. It's Kinner Rabbanon, the Ishtamet, Chazal were masakin the din of Shemitah's Ksofet, Mir Rabbanon. They came along and said, you know what? You know what? Zeichel Shemitah. Since when the Shemitah was really relevant, there was an annulment of loans, so we're going to institute an annulment of loans. So really, even though Midrash said you owe the money, we're going to allow you not to pay. Okay, that was their tzakana. Came along Hillel and said, that was round number one. Roy Hillel, she'inu mihala milhava zezeh. I'm a mihizkin principles. He said, no, that's not a good idea. It was a great idea that we should have a zeichel l'shemitah, but it's backfiring, people are not lending money. So let's go back to the din d'oraisa. So let's put it back to where we should have been. So worse than 1 second. So what did you tell me? You told me that Midrashah, the loan is due. The Midrashah, he owes the money. The government said, you're putting from paying. Before Hillel, there was a two-step process over here. I mean, Shemitah is no longer relevant to right, and therefore he owes the money, and he has to pay. Chum came along and said, no, don't pay, don't owe the money. Came along, Hillel said, yes, pay and do owe the money. Right? So that's stage number one. How'd that work? When we get media, the Midrashah, loy misham to Shemitah, to hear about them to Shemit, how do you do that? Chavarmim misakin, not to pay back your debts. How does that work? So it's the first step of the first Rabbanan, not Hillel, the step before Hillel. That means Midrashah, he owes the money. Before Hillel came along, there was a Lakana, let's say it was 2 years, beginning of Bayis Sheni, the time of Ezra. So they came back and said, you know what, we don't have everybody here, what should we do with Shemitah? So they said, okay, you know what, great idea. Let's institute Shemitah the Rabbanan. So you want to tell me Shemitah the Rabbanan to keep, not work the karka, fine. You want to tell me Shemitah the Rabbanan, I owe you $1,000, don't pay. Don't pay, you owe me the money. Alright, so how do they do that? More answers to Tzurutzim. Om Rabbaya, Shebal Tassahu. So my answer is, the Chum have a power to make institutions. We don't blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah. It falls out on Shabbos. What do you mean? The Torah says, blow shofar. And we don't blow shofar. The Torah says, take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even though it's on Shabbos. And the Chum says, don't take a lulav. Right? So there are things which Chum have a power, as long as it's b'shev al ta'asa. They can't tell you to actively go against the Torah. They can tell you passively not to do something. So tell you passively, don't pay your loan. That's part of their power. Chum's power extends to Shev al Tasa. That's a bias answer. Rabba Omar, Hefker Besen, Hoya Hefker. Rabba says, oh, what do you mean? I'll the question. Chum have a power, Hefker Besen is Hefker. They have a power to remove your ownership on money. So you are asking me, how do they have a power to say, you owe him $1,000? No, you don't know. Yeah, because they removed the ownership of the Malva. The lender lost his ownership on the money. Because Hefker Besen Hefker. Now, just let's think through the Gemara. So the Gemara and Oman Aleph asked the question, we assume that Shemitah was deraisa, and the loan was annulled deraisa. and Hillel is making him pay money. So the more says, how do you do that? Right? So the more says, it's a Shvita Zolim Drabon. The more is an answer, Hefker Bezit Hefker. By the more answer, on Aleph, they said, listen, you know, how can Hillel make you pay money that you don't know? Because they answer the Chomer power to make you pay money. That's part of it. When it comes to financial matters, Hefker Bezit is Hefker. They have a right, the power to force you to pay. Right? More didn't answer it over there. The Gemara waited till Mabez, where the more is the question is the opposite. We're assuming that the Raisa exists and he really owes the money. The Chum have removed the debt. Says, well, how does that work? Oh, Hefker Bezit Hefker. We only wake up now to answer that. So Tosfos says it was done intentionally, because Hefker Bezit does not answer the first question. That's Tosfos on Oman Aleph, the Ramaskol Umikim meeting. However, Rashi says that that's not true. Rashi says that Rava's answer, Hefker Bezit Hefker, is answering both questions. The more waited until we got to the end of the conversation, Rava said, listen, you know, this whole thought process of Abaya, that it has to be only Rebbe, and it has to be Shemot Ha'asa, I disagree with the whole thought process. And we can answer the first question also with Hefker Bezit Hefker. That's part of the power of the Chomim. So that, now, according to Rashi, that means, even if you say Shemitah B'Zman is Deraisa, we could tell the Hillel can make his takana. The more only said Shvita is the Rabbanon, we're going like Rebbe, because he said, how do you have a power to make him take away a chayv? The answer is because he really owes the money to Raisa. Well, let's say if you hold Shvita is the Raisa, as Manas said, he really does not owe the money. Hillel can't make you pay. According to Rashi, he could. According to Rabbah, Rabbah says he could. Rabbah can say, pay. That we're going to Hefker Bezit Hefker says you're going to have to pay. So according to Rashi, the end of the Gemara, we pass like Rava. There's no need to say we're going to treat the Rabbana. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So where do you get Hefker Bezit Hefker? He brings two psukim to support that they have Hefker Bezit Hefker, and at least one of the psukim indicates that the Chumash power is not limited to be mafker something, which that's the phrase. But even the Chumash power is even to actually give you something. Because it didn't say Oman Aleph, Oman Beis, Hefker Bezit Hefker, its function is to take away a debt. We're going, if Shvita, the Raisa doesn't work, like Rebbe, and really he owes the money, the Chumash say, Patzer, don't pay. They're taking away money. That's Hefker. They take away money. That's clearly, that's their power. Oman Aleph, the question was the opposite. I mean, the Raisa, he's not, we're going Shvita as the Raisa, he doesn't owe the money. Hillel's saying, no, pay anyway. So the Chumash are giving you money they're giving you money. What's the power to do that? Right? So that, the more it brings the second pasuk, which indicates that they can do that also. Alternatively, the way you would say it is, they're just being mafter the money of the loiva, making him, they're taking away his money. The malva then is kainet. Right? So, but Rashi says they can clearly do that also. But it's clear, it seems like from the sugya here, is we're grappling with what's empowering Hillel to do this. Right? So we had a mission. Moshe's shtoris to the Bezdin wasn't Hillel's tekana. That's the derisa. If a person would give his shtoris to the Bezdin, it works. that's what a religious principle is. He's giving his shtoris to the Bezdin. So Tosfos and Ma'al says, so what was the kasha of the Gemara? If Hillel's concept is really a form of giving shtoris to the Bezdin, so Tosfos says the Morris kasha was the following. It works. But now that Hillel was setting up that everybody's going to do this, you've effectively have removed the concept out of the Torah. So is it right to set up a system where the legal loophole is always used, thereby circumventing the mitzvah of the Torah? That was the Morris kasha. So he says, you can't answer Hefker Bezit Hefker because that wasn't the kasha. Right. The kasha of Oman Aleph wasn't gevaldin about how does he have the power. The answer is very simple. Moshe Shoras of the best, it works. They're Isa. The Morris kasha was something totally else.
It's like Eilu.
It's like
Genesis don't carry anything, and Chazal
Well, it's the other realm. The Isser, and the Shus Ram, you can't carry. You know, certain Pesach is Halacha Moshe Mesina. The problem was, because our Masakin, that you can't carry unless you make an Erev. You know, so they made the Isser, they didn't make the Erev. But over here, you're circumventing the Torah by never doing the Mitzvah Shemitah. That was the Moros Kasha. So Moros answer is, well, it's the Rabbanan, that's okay. The Moros Kasha Mabez was a different question totally. Chazal being masakin to make him not pay, when really Midrash he should pay. There's no mitzvah over there. You're not circumventing any mitzvahs over there. The mitzvah paying a debt. Okay, but that's, you know, that's a financial issue more than it is a mitzvah. So on that, so more, yeah, that's the hefker bezin hefker. So that's what Tosfos learns the Gemara. Rashi, other Rishonim, learn that hefker bezin hefker is going to answer of an aleph. Also, would still indicate this is not much stress of the bezin. Because if it is, what do you need hefker bezin hefker for that? It's much stress of the bezin. So what the Gemara means to say is, listen, if you physically give your shtar to bezin, that works the rice. That you gave your shtar to the bezin. Here, you're not giving your shtar to bezin. You're saying a verbal statement which we're going to give equivalence halachically drabanan as if you gave your shtar to bezin. How do you do that? Hefker bezin hefker. That's what Rashi understands the Gemara. So there's a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. The principle which Prizmal is standing on is it's standing on the din d'oraisa and moshe shtar to the bezin. That we're not. You don't really need a takana. There's basically the takana was do it. You know, till now nobody was thinking of doing it. So listen, it works very easy. Just say it. That's the same thing as doing it, the Raisa, and just do it. And somebody said, okay, great. And Rashi said, no, this would not work the Raisa. You have to physically give your starter baz the Raisa. You didn't do that. The Chalmon say, we'll give it the halachic equivalent, mirabonon, and that's going to be predicated according to the Rav on hefker bezin hefker. So it's two different ways of looking at the whole sugya. So now, comes along the Rambam, page number 4, in Halacha Tezayin. So, Kesherua Hilo Hazokin, Shimno Ha'ami Lahalvezezeh, Rabbi Malakasa Batera, Hisham Lachapen Yedor Milavilcha, Hiskin Principle, Kesher Yishame the Chayv Achiyubu Zezeh. The Chayv will not be null, people will lend money. Then a principle of moil ela b'shmitas k'sofim is man hazeh shumidi resefer. It only works nowadays that since the whole annulment of loans is only drabanan, so then principle works. Avol shmitas shal tara and a principle moil bo, but shmita if it's shmita deraisa, principle will not work. So Mashiach will come. We'll have all the shvatim back in Eretz Yisrael. She decided the rice, the principle will no longer work. So you look at the Ravid says over there on the side, right next to it. Well, she does shelter and a principle mile. Amar Avram. He's wrong. Zaina Machubra, it's not correct. The Bayahu, the Amar Hachi. Of a Rabba Paul, Baya said they were going like Rabbi. But Rabba argues, Amar Hefter, Bez, and Hefter. Hefter, Bez, and Hefter said, did the rice. The power, the authority of Bezdin to be after things. Is a Torah power given to that? That authority is in the Raisa. So even if Shvitas Ksofim is the Raisa, Bezdin can override. Which is the way Rashi learned the Gemara. That Rav was answering the first question also. So you hear this argument between Rashi and Tosfos in the Rambam. Right? The Rashi learned the Rav is learning like Rashi. That Rav's answer, Hefker and Hefker's answer, the first question also. We no longer need to say it's Rebbe and it's the Rabbanon. Shmita's the Rabbanon. It's Shmita's the Raisa. Hefker and Hefker will override Shmita the Raisa. Rama says no. That's Rav said to answer the question on Laman Zayin Rebbeis. Laman Zayin Aleph to make a person pay when he doesn't owe money. That the more never said. Hefker bezin hefker for that. Right? Rabbi never used that to answer that question. And Tosfos said, why? Because the question wasn't what's the power, the question was, should you do it? Was it right to do it? Because you're totally circumventing the mitzvah. That's what Tosfos learned in the Gemara. Now, The Rambam seems to be a third opinion, because the Rambam says an approachable moil, it only works. Current times it would work, even in Shemitah Deraisa. Just it's not a good idea. The question wasn't the power. The question was, should we do this? According to Tosfos,
we're saying the Torah gave Chazal the power to override a din Dora.
Hefker and Hefker is a Torah power of the Chacham, right?
Which authorizes
the Chachamim to be mafker
a din Doraisa.
That's din Doraisa.
And Tosfos,
in other words, there's a din Doraisa that Hefker has all the power to undo a din Doraisa.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. In other words, that. With, you know, so if we want to go and have a shiur about the authority of Bez, then that's a separate. One day we'll do that. You know, Bez Hashem. You know, that's deserves its own. But regards, it's in the context of Prusbol. So we really have three approaches to Prusbol. We have Tosa's approach that made a rice that works because really it's more the stress of the Bez. The Mor's kasha was it's not a good idea. The Mor's answer is by Shita the Rabbanan, it's not a bad idea. That's what Tosa learns in Gemara. But there's no question that it's effective. We have Rashi, which learns the Maskan of the Gemara, that Ima Shita Deraisa, it'll work, and the power is Hefker Bez and Hefker. Right? We have the Rambam is saying that it will not work in Shita Deraisa, but it doesn't work. So it's not Tosis, because Tosis also works. The question was it a bad idea to do it? According to Rashi, it works because Hefker Bez and Hefker works, even the Shita Deraisa. So Rambam has a third opinion that it's only by Shita the Rabbanon like Tosis, but by Shita the Raisa it does not work, not like Tosis. It doesn't work, period. So he's agreeing with Rashi that this is not a valid Raisa din of Moshe Shrubs of Bezin. He's disagreeing with Rashi that Hefker Bezin Hefker would allow you to do this. So he has a different vision of Hefker Bezin Hefker than Rashi does, and that's for a different shear. What is Hefker Bezin Hefker is. Okay, so that's the basic understanding how Prusbol works. Just touch on one other point over here. Or two other points over here, I'm sorry. Page 5. The Rambam comes along and says, which is based on the Gemara, which we're not going to look at. In Halacha Yud Zayin, the next page. In Kosin Prusbol El Bebezin Chachamim Gedolim B'Yosir Kebezinu Shal Reb Ami Reb Asi Shem Riyam Lafkiyam Momen B'nei Odom Abashar Botidinim Ein Kosin. So the Bezin that you need to use for Prusbol can't be your average, you know, local Bezdin. It has to be a very, very powerful Bezdin, which is empowered with the council of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. That's the Rambam Paskins. And I think I put this in the page of Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at page number 7. Skip page 6 for now. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. Halacha Yudches, Prusbol Einu Meshabbat Eved Anitav Ela Bebezdin Choshu. The Hanu Shloisha Bekiyim Bedin Bein Prusbol. They're Bekiyim in all Dinim Amunis. They're Bekiyim in Prusbol. We are them in Yen Shemitah. V'him Chum Rab Malayim B'Oisahir. The city has accepted them as the authorities in that city. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch. So if you're a Svardi, the only Bezdin you can use for Prusbol has to be the authoritative Bezdin of the city, which the city has accepted them, and they are considered Bekiyim in all these areas.
Can't be like a Torah
Nadorim.
It has to be something
official. Yeah, it has to be real. Comes along the Ramah, the Kosin Prusbol, the Chol Bezdin, Menirli, the Yesh, the Hakam, was Manazeh. Okay. The Ramah says you can use any Bezdin, and I think it would be Mechel nowadays because the whole thing is the Rabbanim. Right? So the issue of the rights of the Rabbanim would play out in another issue. Now, remember, the Rambam says it's only Bezman Azed, still he needs Bezin Chosh. It's only Bezin the Rabban, he still needs a Bezin Chosh. So he is being Machmer, even on the Rabban, he's being very Machmer. So that's the Rabban saying that we don't have to worry about that. That's the Minhag Ashkenazim, is to use any Bezin. There are some people which are Machbid to designate a Bezin Bekiyim, and prison can be done long distance. Right? So as long as you don't have to actually. You have to inform them. You can get 3 diyanim over here and say, "I'm giving it over to Bezdin, Rabbi Yashiv, whatever it is, Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nissen Karel is the Bezdin, or Greiderman's Bezdin, and Eretz Yisrael. I'm giving it over to their Bezdin. These 3 b'kiyim over there. I'm telling you 3 diyanim here. That's who I'm giving it to. So that works. So you can do that too.
Why shouldn't you do it with them?
What?
Why shouldn't you do it here with them?
with the
three people here.
Well, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's not an Eitzah. You have to have people head considered Bekiyim. Who's considered Bekiyim?
You need three. Not enough to Eidim.
So that's a shadow whether two works. It seems to be better to do with you use the best and say you're giving it over to the other best. Uh-huh. Okay. The other issue over here, which I touched on over here just quickly on page 6, is when. All right. So the when. The Rosh learned the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think did I copy that page. Yeah. Page number 8, I said, as long as you're able to collect the debt, you're able to write a principle. The Rama Sheet is you're allowed to collect the debt during the Shemitah year. So according to the Rama, you collect the debt, you can write a principle. The actual Shemitah of the Shemitah year of loans is at the end of the year. Miketz Shabashana. So in a year and 3 weeks from now, it'll be Erev Rosh Hashanah. It'll be the 29th of Elul of Tavshanayin Hay. So the last moment of that day, when it goes from Chof Tes Elul into Aleph Tishrei, that's when that's Arnold. You can write your principal up to that moment. Principal works only for loans which are written before the principal. So you write a principal that morning. And somebody says, "Walks up, by the way, can I borrow a buck?" The answer: you lend them the money. That will be annulled. So actually, some people have a minute to make a small loan to be kind of in the midst of a Shritas Ksofim. They do the principal, and then somebody, each person borrows 25 cents from somebody, and that'll be bottled at the end of the day.
Because it's after the...
It's after the principal. It's done after the principal. But that's how the Rambam learns. But the Rosh learns over here that's not true. The Rosh says there's two steps to the process of a Shritas Ksofim. Step number one is that I may not approach the person and ask him for the money. Step number two is he doesn't owe me the money anymore. He has to pay me. So he learns that those two are separate. Starting from Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shanayin Hay, and 3 weeks from now, 3 weeks and 3 days from now, 2 days from now, at that point onwards, I may not approach people for any loans which I have prior from before. I may not approach them. They still owe the money and they have a mitzvah to pay. I cannot approach them. But since principle is to empower me to approach somebody, I have the right to principle before that happens. So the Shemitah Ksofim, that the loan was totally annulled, is next year. But the prohibition of approaching starts in 3 weeks from now, according to the Rosh. So he says on page number 6, where the arrow is, hold in kaisen principle b'shvius. He has a girsa in the Tosef that you can't write a principle of a Shvius. Now, actually, the Ramban is the girsa. You could write a principle of a Shvius, which is the Rambam's girsa. But the Rosh is the girsa. Ain't present principle of a Shvius. I'll be shenem shemetis el b'soifa. Chazal say it's only shemet at the end of the year. Near the farash atam al piyam mikros. Let's look at the pesukim. Mikay shev shonim tasa shmita. Is that the Rosh shmita shemur kabal mashe yadoi? Mipashet akro yafin and ain shvius mashemetis el b'soifa. The pasuk part of the pasuk gets to the end of the year. They see mikay shev shonim tasa shmita. We said there are shmita sheina elu b'soifa hasheva at the end of the 7th year shemoy kabal mashayyadu. Omiyad kishe hiskila shnasa shmita beginning of the year in bezin boitkin ligva shum chayv kamalav batsa ein lo ligva saloy but the sibol yigas says achi vesre ayu kikar shmita l'ashem. Kikar shmita l'ashem means when? At the end of the year. Kikar means when it was announced. Wasn't announced at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So you can't approach already Kikar Shemitah from the time it was called Shemitah. You can't approach him for the loan at the beginning of the year. You don't have to say, I refuse to accept it because I'm approaching you. You approach me. You can't write principle unless you can approach and collect the loan. So according to the Rosh, you have to write principle this year. The Pesach and Shulchan Aruch is not like the Rosh. The Iker Pesach is not like the Rosh. The principle is written, if you have loans that you lent money and you want to hold on to them. So it's end of next year. Erev Rosh Hashanah next year. A year from now. But there are some people which are machmer. The Tumim passes in Hilchos principle to be machmer for the Rosh and to write a principle twice. you write a principal now for these any loans prior. In case you did any loans from now until next year, you want to write a principal again in case you left anything during the Shemitah year. Because if you don't write a principal again, those things will come a shumit. So you would end up writing the principal twice. So let's just look at the language of the principal. It should be clear to everybody what the language is. So Mishnah says you can do it with either with Edom or Dayanim. So the language of how a Bezdin writes is, we were sitting as a group of three as a Bezdin, and with the power of Bezdin, and so-and-so came, and he said the following quote. Bithenu Tlosa, the front of three of us, Beidina Kechadavina, we were sitting as a Bezdin together, because you need a Bezdin sitting together, so we specify in the language, we were a Bezdin together. Bala Fanenu, so-and-so came in front of us, and you fill in the name of the person, and Amar Lanu, he said quotes, and he actually has to say that, let the formula, and then the Bezdin will then sign this document. So he says the quotes, and he'll say so-and-so, and so he says the name of the three, the Yonam Shabbat complaining, he writes the name of the city where it's written. So he gets up and says in front of the Bezdin, and says, I am giving over to you, Rabbi Greengart, Rabbi this, Rabbi that, in the city of Silver Spring, Maryland, Shekol Chayv, Sheyeshli, any loan that I have, Ben Bishtar, Ben Belpeh, whether it's a documented loan, whether it's a milvah peh, Sheikh Beno calls man chair, so I can collect it whenever I want. I give it over to you to allow me to collect. That's what he said. That's the quote. So the Bezdin says we were sitting, and he told us these words. When after Bezdin, Shemano Devorah, we heard what he said. We empowered him, though the Shamit lay that the Shemitah should not take be effective. And we therefore empowered him to collect. And you would write, put the date and the city and the and you'd write the names of the three of the yonah.
You should not have a
milvah peh. Okay, milvah peh is acceptable. Okay. But then, now, he gives you a second nusach, which is like we're discussing over here. If I want to use a bezin choshev. So over here, according to this, their version, they feel that you just need two Edom. The two Edom are saying, I'm telling the Edom that I'm giving it over to the Bezdin Choshev. So their Bezdin Choshev, this was the RCA Bezdin, was the RCA Bezdin, right? So they put their names in already for you. In front of us, the witness is signed below, so-and-so came, but Omer Lona, when he said, I want you to be witnesses. She didn't even say, call Chayb, she actually the Bezdin of America. I shall be here in New York. I'm giving it over to the RCA Bezdin, it's called the Bezdin of America, that's its name, in the city of New York. Aloy Haim, and they are Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, Rav Mordechai Willig, or Shlomo Weissman. Shaykh Menachem calls my chair so I can cut them whatever I want. And then they would put the date and the place and sign, the two witnesses would sign that. So that would be the same type of idea. So you could use, we could use witnesses to say we gave it to the Bezdin Chosh if we want to be Machmer and Bezdin Chosh.
Does that Bezdin meet this little part of the document as proof that all this happened? You have to fax it out to them?
So, the interesting halacha is there's assumption that a person is neman to say he had a principal. We don't need to document it. Because we assume that nobody would, in their right mind would do it by Isser, if he could do it by Heter. It's very so simple to do it. Why would anybody want to do that? So, a person claims he had a principal and he lost it, we'd believe him. So, you don't really need to document it. So, the next page it gives you an English version of the same thing, which would be valid. Both possibilities. As the Bezdin, or as giving to the Bezdin America. You have a similar type of idea, which is the last two was taken from the Starkey website. And so it points out that the person says the formula that he says, and then we write up the nusach of the Bezdin, the English version, and the person will keep this. Person should hold on to this, and he would, you know, I usually keep it in my talus echel. That's, you know, that's my malkum kavua for keeping my principal. It usually lasts there for 7 years till the next shemitah. Okay, we're good.
Well, I'm just curious about the connection. If this principal, you know, giving up your loans and stuff to the shemitah is only applicable to Eretz Yisrael. So why is this the idea of getting up loans applicable to Chutz La'aretz as well, and you need such a thing?
Okay, so there is actually one opinion in halacha that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. There is such a sheet in the Rishonim that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. We tie the...
Even
Ksofim? Sheet is Ksofim. Right, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara's mashma that... similarly, the Gemara's mashma that since it's a chavis a goof, there is nothing tying it to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is the only place where the Gemara applies the two with regards to the time. In a time where Klaisel has been going Shemitah, then Shemitah Ksofim applies. But once it applies everywhere. Because in general, the assumption is something which is not a chavis karka, it's a chavis a goof, is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Unless you have a specific pasuk to tell you that it is. So that's the simple assumption, but there is an opinion which says like that. It's a good question. It is a good question. Okay. Thank you.